Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. Come on, share your eBay secrets and strategies. We won't tell a soul. Here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Terapeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. You've still got time to give us a ring at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that's 888-723-4630.
So we've gotten to the bottom of it, sort of, with this Matthew thing. He called Donna, the phone screener, told her he had put it up on the chat board and they had taken it down, and now he can't be on there for three weeks or something.
Yeah.
Or 3 days or whatever. It wasn't our chat board, we don't think, because Betsy didn't see it. Nobody saw any photos of his.
Oh, he put it up outside. Yeah, okay, that makes sense.
She didn't delete anything, so it was probably some other chat board.
Right.
On eBay that he was talking about. So before we go to the phone, just want to get back to that title. Wedding dress size 20 due to lying, cheating, scumbag husband. Then in the description, it said, this is my much-loved wedding gown I'm selling as my lying, cheating husband has left me in over 30,000 pounds of debt after he wanted a lavish wedding. Then after 6 weeks of marriage, I found out he was cheating with a local pregnant prostitute, and I have just found out I'm having his baby. So I'm trying to get enough money so I can be debt-free for when my baby comes. Is this a good idea or a bad idea in a listing, Griff?
Bad idea. Well, it depends. Are you trying to sell the dress on eBay without any hassles? Bad idea. Are you trying to get a lot of attention? Fantastic
idea. Good idea. Right. Great marketing idea. The dress did sell. 66 pounds, about $85.
What? That's all?
Yeah. 66 pounds. Mm. That's about $85 with 11 bids. Mm. So, Beth in Levittown, Pennsylvania, Wodeland on eBay. Hello, Beth.
Hi, Beth. How are you?
What's your question or
comment? Hello. How are you guys?
We're okay. Yeah.
What's up? I have a question about the time on the mail reports, the tracking uploaded on time thing.
Yeah.
I have 21 items from February that say that they were, it says uploaded or on, uploaded on time, but no carrier scan. So I sat here this morning and looked at every stinking one of them. And not only do they have an acceptance scan, every one of them has a sort center scan, a scan where it traveled to the customer's sort center, and a scan where it was delivered. So I asked for help a couple times, and I haven't heard a word from anybody. And I figured it was time to call you and see what you suggest, because this is impacting my rating. I'm at 90.25%.
Oh, yeah.
And they've been threatening my TSR status for the last 2 months, giving me, well, we're giving you 90 days to pull it up. Well, I can't pull it up in 90 days with the percentage of sales that I have.
Sure.
And now that I looked at it and I find out it's not right, how do I get it fixed?
Send me all of the documentation as attachments if you can. That'll make it faster. And I'll send it to the right party for review. If you,
because
if you've got, I mean, it sounds like there's some sort of missing data in there from on the eBay, because if you've got,
well, see,
if one thing tells you,
because I know my carrier takes time off. I knew we had a sub. I figured they didn't scan it.
Sure.
But then I kept looking at individual little ones through the course of, like, somebody would say, what day did you mail that? And it dawned on me, they're all screwed up. It's like 20 out of 21 things. And so I want it fixed because I don't want to lose TRS. I need that
Of course not.
On the shipping.
Yeah, so just send it to me at, you know, with all what documentation you have. I'll make sure someone gets it right away and they'll contact you.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So thank you very much.
Well, it should be easy, I think, but
I hope.
And it's infuriating when you see it's an eBay mistake. I hate it when that happens.
Well, it's probably some software glitch,
Wait, software never glitches. What are you saying?
Let me ask you this question.
Sure.
I know that in the past, like last year or the year before or 5 years ago or maybe 25 years ago, I asked a question about who supplies the information about whether something was uploaded and was scanned and was told you guys get that from Pitney Bowes.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, because what I did is I looked at the post office site. I also looked at eBay, and it's right on eBay, but obviously it's not translating into the
That could be the source of the issue. It could be something on the in the translation the journey from the post office to Pitney Bowes. But if there's documentation that this is erroneous on our end, we'll fix it. So
I got all the links for all the tracking information.
I had a suspicion you would.
Do this, and I was like, wait, I have 19 more to go.
I had a feeling you'd have all that.
Yeah, well, I wanted to make sure I wasn't. I mean, because I could say that and then go look at it and find out it was something I did. But I wanted to make sure.
I know.
And
it's
I mean,
not,
some
Beth,
of them, it would scan in on one day and delivered the next. So it wasn't late, you know.
It's not. I can guarantee. I know you. It's not you. It's something on our end.
No, it could be me. Trust me.
No, it's not you.
I say it's San Andreas' fault. That's just me.
Well, we can blame that, you know.
I'm going to blame El Nino.
Okay.
Sounds like fun.
Yes, thank you.
All right.
I'll be looking for your email, Beth. Just send it to me, and I'll forward it right away.
Will do.
Okay.
Thank you, Griff.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much, Beth. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30.
So I've learned from over the years.
What?
Beth really is never wrong, by the way.
It's true.
She knows what she's doing.
She is an absolute
She's very
expert.
Engaged in this, so she knows what she's doing.
You got it. But, Griff, right now it's time for our retail moment brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
Here's a retail moment marketing plan to help you sell more this season. Brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
The official first day of summer is still 3 weeks away, but Memorial Day weekend traditionally jumpstarts the season. Check out eBay's Seasonal Moments Guide for inspiration. Then start listing summertime apparel, outdoor living accessories, and summery indoor decor. And, of course, patriotic paraphernalia. Another Memorial Day tradition, hot deals, and plenty of them. It's the perfect time to slash prices on non-performing inventory. Bulk edit with Markdown or Promotions Manager, then post links to your sale on social media. Use Best Offer, bundle products if you can. Whatever it takes to get those items sold and clear your shelves for fresh new merchandise.
This retail moment was brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
Thank you so much. That was the retail moment for this month.
Oh, guess what?
What?
eBay Radio poppin'.
Let's see who's at the door. Oh, my heavens. It's Katie McBride.
Oh,
Katie, come on in and sit down. Oh, we'd love to see Katie. So, Katie, let's check your microphone. How's it working?
There it is.
Sounds good.
Now, you can control your headphone volume right with that little knob right there if it's too lower.
It's fine.
Katie, so we're here.
What are you talking to us about?
So I'm so excited. I'm sorry I was meaning to pop in earlier, but we were at a very exciting Leaders Week with our fearless leader, Devin Wenning. And I was actually sitting right in front of him, and I couldn't stand up to exit. So I thought that would have been a bad call.
See, I would have done it, but I don't feel like I have anything. I say, see you later, guys. So tell us, what's going on about eBay Open? Where is it? What is it? Who should attend?
Wow. So this is our second year for the event. Last year was our inaugural, as you know, and we are going to be in Vegas again, but this time at the MGM, which is a fantastic hotel. The space is even better than last year, and it will be held in July 25th through the 28th. But we'll keep you cool inside, so don't worry about
that. You know, I want to stop you for 1 minute. I have to give you kudos, Katie, for the price, $105 a night at that wonderful hotel.
Yeah.
You did a bang-up job.
Thank you.
On that
negotiation. She had to promise the hotel her children and all of her savings.
And see, I know about this because I did this for several years.
Yeah,
that negotiation is not easy.
Yeah, and you know, we heard from sellers last year. We looked at the feedback and we modified our program based on that feedback. And one of the main things that we heard was, you know, we want something a little bit more equitable. I mean, we thought we secured a pretty good price at the Venetian, but we got an even better one at the MGM. So we're excited about that.
$105. Mm-hmm. You did a great job.
Thank you.
Really. We're excited. And MGM Grand is a wonderful hotel, by the way.
Yeah, we love it. And they've been treating us really well, and I think we're going to have a great experience there.
That's fantastic.
So what can we expect?
So we have... Like I said, we listened to sellers last year, and so we've modified the program to be even better than last year. I think one of the things I want to highlight is that we're definitely going to have a lot more networking opportunities between the sellers, for sellers and eBay employees and executives alike, before, during, and after the event. So look for upcoming announcements around that. And, you know, we also have some new ideas around what a conference is. So, you know, a lot of creative things, thinking have gone into this. We've rethinked eBay Open. And so instead of just having your usual expo center, general session area, et cetera, we are going to mix and mingle some of those features together. And we're actually thinking of new ways of highlighting even more interesting things like from our sellers. So stay tuned. We'll be rolling out announcements as the weeks come, you know, go by as we inch nearer and nearer to the event in July.
So let's talk about the food.
What? We're moving right to the food?
So I see that it includes continental breakfast and lunch on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So you'll have your breakfast and lunch, as well as food during networking receptions on Tuesday and Wednesday.
That's right. You're going to gain weight.
And there will also be a closing party again at the Brooklyn Bowl, which was a blast last year.
We can't say no to that place. That place is so fun and so perfect for our group. It's going to be even better this year because we also took feedback from sellers on that as well.
Yeah. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And, of course, eBay Radio is going to be broadcasting live from the event.
Yeah, we're actually creating an eBay Open Studio. So
oh,
we're going to have
cool
a really cool space for the radio show and other, you know, ad hoc and drop-by interviews.
Hey, stick with us. We're going to come right back after a break and continue talking with Katie. This segment was brought to you by Terapeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. Coming up next, this week's last segment of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
Keywords. They help buyers find your listing if you know the right ones to use. Terapeak's SEO Pro can tell you. SEO Pro knows what search terms are driving shoppers straight to your item. Simply type in the name of your product to see top-ranking keywords, gauge their popularity, and note their effect on prices and sell-through rates. You can even see how frequently each keyword is used by your competition. Terapeak uses real-world data to identify the search terms ranking highest right now on eBay and Google. With just a few clicks, you can research the best keywords, optimize your title, then copy and paste it straight into your listing. Terapeak's SEO Pro gives you the key to unlocking faster sales and higher profits. Try SEO Pro and Terapeak together free for 7 days on Terapeak.com.
Smart sales. Sellers know that nowadays shipping isn't a one-trick pony. You've got choices. And smart sellers are choosing Indicia. Indicia goes beyond printing shipping labels at discounted UPS rates or posting tracking to eBay. Oh, sure, it's got the usual bells and whistles, hidden postage, electronic customs forms, and the ability to brand your shipping labels with your logo. But wait, there's more. Indicia also integrates with more than 200 third-party software providers, including your favorites like Vendio, 6-Bit Software, and GarageSale. Choose from Indicia Premium, Indicia Professional, or Indicia Platinum Shipper. There's even Indicia for Mac. With all of the features of Indicia Premium, just choose the Indicia product that's right for your business. Get a 30-day free trial at Indicia.com. That's E-N-D-I-C-I-A.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 409.
Success on eBay doesn't happen overnight. Christopher Leslie is known on eBay as top-rated seller, man of vintage, all one word. One piece of advice for a successful business on eBay is to offer fast and free shipping.
And I also offer priority shipping as a discount. I figure if I'm going to pay for economy shipping myself, which is usually first class, $3, why not give them the discount on the priority and then only charge them $3 to $4 for priority? And when you do search, like as a customer, if you search for an item and you also ship priority, that bumps you up in search as having a lower cost of shipping.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where the hosts are always in stock. Call us now at 888-RADIO-30. Now, here's Griffin Lee.
And today's very last segment is brought to you by Indicia, helping you love the way you ship. Now, we're here with Katie, and Lee and I are asking Katie about eBay Open. I know Lee's going.
Yay.
I'm going. The big question is whether or not you're going.
Right. I would say be sure to register soon. We actually are just hitting the exact 1 week mark since we launched registration at 1 o'clock Pacific today. Will be 1 week. And we have 300% over year-over-year registered from last year.
That's big. That's a huge
job. So you better hurry because there's only a number of people that you allow. So people need to register as soon as they can.
I would. You're going to be planning your summer. I would do that.
So what is the actual deadline for registration?
So usually, I mean, if we sell out, we sell out, right? So I would say early July. So, but I suspect we will have to close it down before that because I think if these numbers keep up, we will be, I would definitely register before the end of June.
Okay, that's good to know.
And
then
where should people go to register?
Oh.
And reserve their room at the
ebayopen2017.com. We've reserved that domain through 2020, so you can count on us. ebay2017.com.
So we got a question the other day, which I wasn't sure I had the right answer, and I want to make sure it was okay. And it was something about, for those of who are, it's impossible for them to go, what kind of online presence will there be? Will people be able to participate in, albeit a limited form, online?
So do you mean seeing content after
Seeing
the
content
event?
Either during or before the event.
Yeah, so we're going to have a virtual experience. We are figuring out now which sessions we will do live streaming for folks who specifically cannot make the event.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to have the workshops available probably about a week after because we want to do some editing. You don't want to just see end-to-end the same workshop over and over again. So we're going to make it a lot more polished than I think it was last year. So we will definitely provide all that information. And guess what? It's all going to still be available from ebayopen2017.com. There won't be two different websites for that.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
So we'll make it simpler.
Can you tell us who the speakers will be yet?
I can tell you that Devin and Hal are presenting. So I think we're going to be talking about the future of commerce, which will be really exciting, especially given what I've learned today on what we're investing in the future. eBay is on the cutting edge of being there and in the top, leading cutting edge technologies. And I just think it's super exciting. I hope we can share some of that with that energy with our sellers. So we'll also have product people there to show demos. I think we'll definitely have Bob Cuppins, who's my boss. VP of seller experience, come and talk about the seller experience changes we're making or that we've been making this year and that we're planning on making to make it even better for sellers on eBay.
Do we know any of the workshops yet?
I think that we're still in the works, but look for those to be posted on our site in June so that you can actually sign up for them. We're looking to have more business savvy workshops to prepare you if you're an entrepreneur or a small and medium-sized seller. I think you're going to find what you need in these workshops because we heard last year that folks wanted a little bit more advanced content, so we're developing that now.
Oh, good.
But you're also going to have some for newbies, right?
To some degree. To be honest, it's not so much a conference for brand new sellers. It is really for existing and sellers that are looking to grow their business.
That makes sense.
But there's always something to be learned for if you're any type of seller. Even the large sellers come and get something out of it when they hear from our leaders and other sellers. That's the other thing is that we're going to definitely learn for last year. Let's get some seller experts in there. We are dedicating a track in our workshops to have some of our experts come and speak to our other seller base so you can share best practices. Again, there will be multiple networking opportunities as well for everyone to share. And we're going to make that easy for you via our mobile app that's also launching in June.
Us about that.
Well, we're working on it now, and we're going to launch it even earlier than we did last year so that sellers can connect and make those connections and get ready to meet each other on site if you meet with your old friends and meet new friends. And we have a great space planned at the MGM so that we can do just that.
That's cool. Now, speaking of the MGM, what are the accommodations like? Should I get my room there?
Oh, no. Please just go through the registration flow on ebayopen2017.com, and we will get you all set up through that. When you register for the event, you'll get the opportunity to reserve your room.
Oh, okay. So you can do it during the registration
Absolutely.
Process. So that's helpful.
Yeah, definitely go through that, please. Then you won't get – otherwise, you wouldn't get that secured rate that we commit and promise for our sellers.
Now, is there a deadline for registration?
So again, it's if it sells out. Remember, if we hope that it's open, but we can keep it up until early July. But the way the numbers are going right now, I would say definitely register before the end of June.
So June.
What would you say to people who say, well, maybe I can find something cheaper at another hotel?
I would say it would be such a mistake because one of our main pillars and value propositions for this event is the connections you make with other people, be it eBay, other seller experts, industry experts, what have you. This event is intended to have back-to-back content and activities going on for 3 full days. And if you leave and go off site, you're likely going to miss some of that action. And so I would say stick around, stay at the MGM. It's a great spot. They've cut the rates for you. Have some fun with us.
Yeah, it's important. So I know I wouldn't want to have to go out and walk halfway down the strip to get to another hotel.
Or 117 degrees.
And you're trying to save money, and you're going to have taxis and things.
Exactly.
So it just makes sense for $105. It just makes sense to stay at the MGM Grand.
That's what I'd say.
Wonderful hotel.
Yes.
You know, really.
Well, we can't wait. And this year is anything like last year, this is going to be a rip-roaring good time and a success. If you weren't there last year and you heard your friends talking about how wonderful it was, they weren't lying. And the only way you can really enjoy it is to be there. So get it together and come to eBay Open. You'll learn a lot. You'll meet some really great people. You can talk directly to the executives that work at eBay, as well as tons of customer support employees. If you have an ongoing issue, it's a great place to come have it solved. You can enjoy Las Vegas. Some people make it a week-long trip, and they'll take time to go see the sights around Las Vegas, like Lake Mead and the Hoover Dam. Lake Mead is full, I hear again.
Or Thank play you. Poker till your eyes fall out.
Or play poker.
Right. And, you know, just one last thing I want to say. We didn't get rid of the features that were very popular last year, so we'll still have the Customer Care Corner. So more on that next time I get on the radio.
Important.
Katie, thank you so much. This segment was brought to you by Indicia. We'll be live on Tuesday, May 23rd, after this next week's vacation, Voice Marketing Radio Syndication.
When it comes to keeping up with eBay and online marketplace news, you've got to consider the source. That's why you should be reading TameBay. You can trust TameBay to know what's moving and shaking in the world of e-commerce, both close to home and around the globe. It's must-read news for eBay sellers. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson serve up the real dish, with an eye to serving real-life sellers who want to grow and improve their businesses on eBay and online. Chris is an eBay seller himself, and Dan helped found eBay UK. Plus, TameBay offers more than just news. Their free seller resources include ebooks, videos, and the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers, including eBay Radio. For up-to-date e-commerce news worldwide, turn to TameBay at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
As a busy online seller, you need to get ship done. Your packages need to go out as quickly, efficiently, and cost-effectively as possible from everywhere you sell. You need ShipStation. ShipStation integrates with all of your selling channels to process orders fast and seamlessly. Ship via USPS, UPS, FedEx, and more. ShipStation works with eBay's global shipping program, too. But shipping isn't all ShipStation does. ShipStation lets you automatically leave feedback for buyers when you ship. In fact, with ShipStation, you can automate pretty much everything from importing a product photo with each order to sending email to customers and managing returns. ShipStation is web-based, and their one-of-a-kind mobile app lets you print labels and ship from anywhere. So when you need to get ship done, you need ShipStation. Try it for free at ShipStation.com. That's ShipStation.com.